Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, two down, one to go here. The firm of Harrison Meringue. We do this every single day, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thank you for joining the show and listening to us. If you missed anything, you can go back and check those. The Odyssey app, fan podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, including places that rhyme with Spotify. After us, you can check Duck Insider from 1 to 2. Then it's the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3. And then, baby, you know what I'm going to say. It's prime time. From 3 to 7, take you all the way home, finishing up 13 hours of live, local, regional sports talk radio. Caught some prime time last night. I was stoked. Get those boys back in my ears. They're always having fun.
Caught some club for the first time in a long time.
Oh, I don't catch club very often.
I'm not usually in the car then.
Yeah. I'm not usually in the car then either.
I was like, oh, it's a good time.
But the cool thing is like today, the wife doesn't get home until about 4:30. So I'll go home and I'll throw the YouTubes up and I'll watch my boys, Isaac Ropp and Jason Sukanik on the YouTube.
I have a billion things to do tomorrow. So I have to pack.
I know. I'm doing laundry tonight. I'm packing tonight too.
Yep, I'm packing tonight. Make sure that we're good to go. Cause we do have to be at the airport at the butt crack of dawn.
Yeah. It sounds like TSA has been a nightmare.
Yeah. And then we're supposed to be good now. Cause we can keep our shoes on.
Yeah. I mean, I do kind of like the new TSA. I've done the new TSA at PDX. Mm-hmm. It's not bad.
No, it's the dog that walks back and forth. And it just.
No, I mean, like the rotation. They have the little like turnstiles you put your bags on and stuff. It seems to be working.
You don't have to pull everything out anymore?
Nope.
You used to have to have pre-check for that. A couple guys asked me, like, do you have pre-check still? I'm like, no, I don't fly enough anymore. I used to. But also, you look at the pre-check lines. The pre-check line is just as long as Gen Pop now.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's like, now it's clear. Clear is the one that has the shorter line.
Dude,
I'm like,
don't get me started on the classism going on at an airport, dude. Don't get me started on
you've, it. You've flown first class, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It all that stuff just pisses me off.
It does, but also it's so
well, of course it is, and I totally understand. It's a capitalistic environment, and if you want better amenities, you can pay for it. I get it.
When I fly
but
international?
It just pisses me off, that's all.
Yeah, no, when I fly international.
The socialist is mad about capitalism.
Have you ever flown first class, Case?
Not first class, no.
When you fly international, like...
It's a game changer.
Brother. I flew to the Middle East, Emirates. Mm. There is no nicer airline than first class at Emirates. It's like... You can't even fathom how nice and comfortable it is to fly.
I have a bad taste in my mouth from Emirates because I hate Arsenal.
Well, so. Yeah. I mean, and they're what they are.
Isn't it so funny you see sponsors? When Chevy sponsored Man United for a couple seasons, mm-hmm. I was like, I hate Chevy. Mm-hmm. Ford for life.
Ford for life.
And you just blindly say it because, Timbers are Bank of America. Should I start? They just announced their Bank of America next year. Should I start?
I will never, ever. That's why.
I just left them too.
Yeah, no, that was who I was with when my identity got stolen when I was in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. 6 months later, fighting with them in a lawsuit that I actually won.
But I remember like when Xbox became the Sounders sponsor. I was
You're
like,
a PlayStation guy?
No, I was an Xbox guy. I was like, oh, this feels so dirty.
That's what I mean. Did you become a PlayStation guy?
No, okay. I didn't. Side note, I'll save this for consultation.
Okay.
I'll save this for consultation. Because I'm curious. Yeah, remind me of that.
Okay.
With free consultation coming up here in 15 minutes. Get your questions in.
Probably write it down on your sheet.
I will write it down, but I'm busy right now, okay. Dude. I can't multitask for S. Ask my wife. I'll start texting, and one of my kids is like, hey, and she goes, you need to hold on a minute. He's not so good at multitasking. Mm. And it doesn't offend me because I can't listen to her. Otherwise, I'll forget what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
I'm becoming old, guys. Mm. It's really happening.
Ah, quiet. Yes. Quiet. I need to focus.
It is happening in real time right now. I needed to go to the bar to watch the World Series because it was a quieter environment than my house.
I got my Spotify rap and it said I had listened to 78 days of music.
Did it give you your age?
22.
71.
It was 68.
What's up, dude? We probably listen to a lot of the same stuff.
Look at the olds over here.
That's because I listen to a lot of Anthony Hamilton and Charlie Wilson, so they think I'm an old black lady.
I mean, Anthony Hamilton. Awesome. Yeah, hey, shout out Anthony Hamilton, though. That's a good one. Nappy Roots? Yeah. Kidding me?
Definitely. You know, Danny, I wanted to talk about Blazers for a little bit. Mm-hmm. We were having a discussion that we felt we need to hit a little more Blazer action on this fine program. I mean, I've got you, so we might as well. I have a question. This came across my timeline the other day, and it was about Blake Hinson, who plays for the Rip City Remix
Shooter.
In the G League. The other night, he had 35 points and 9 threes. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to assume, I'm not completely ignorant on this, I have to assume the jump from the G League to the NBA is similar to AAA and Major League.
Yes.
The gap is larger than anybody ever realizes unless you are in that situation.
So there's a couple different things that are happening when you're talking about the G League to the NBA. Number one, the G League is guard-driven.
Okay. And why is that? Is there just a plethora of guards?
Well, think about humans.
Yeah,
how many seven-footers on the planet?
There aren't many.
Guys that are 7 foot go down. Like, Duop Reith played one game for the Rip City Remix at 6'9" as a guy who can space, had 37 points, and they said, nope, you're good.
Come with us.
Alex Reese is a guy who's on the Remix roster right now. He has gone up and down. He's about 6'8", 6'9". He had a little cup of coffee with the Oklahoma City Thunder last year. Why? Because he's a guy who's got size who can shoot. And so there's a shortage. Ibu Baji, who was a project guy the Blazers had for a couple of years, is now playing overseas. He's averaging like 4.5 blocks a game because he's 7'1".
He's bigger than everybody.
Like, his finishing ability was great if you like threw him a lob, but other than that, his hands weren't that great around the rim. But like his size was such a massive issue for everybody else because like they have so many guards. Like, this is what I always say with guys in the NBA. Guys like Caleb Love, they are so much better than you have any idea.
Right. We sit here and talk about like Caleb stopped shooting.
Or it's like, no, that
Timani
guy
sucks. Timani Kamara, who I've said on this program, stop shooting threes. That guy's like, look, he's no pink lady like I was back in the YMCA days, but that guy clearly can shoot better than me. And I do try to remind myself like, that these guys are very good.
It's a consistency. Sure. And a lot of times in the G League, it's a size thing. Like, you'll see a lot of smaller guards. That's what you'll see a lot of. To be honest, there's probably some better athletes in the G League than there are in the NBA.
Oh, sure, because that's where the athlete who can't put it together, that's where they live.
Or they go overseas.
Because they can't put it together on the court. In the situation of Blake Hinson, what stops the Blazers from a guy like this who can shoot? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just probably, I assume he's a little like Caleb Love, where they go down or they don't.
Well, no, he's a insane three-point shooter.
Okay,
that is his skill.
So what stops them from bringing him into the equation, especially in shooting slumps, injuries, etc.?
Well, number one, the Blazers roster is completely full, even all three two-ways.
Right, you've talked about this.
They would have to release somebody off a two-way. Caleb Love is playing. Sissoko is starting. So if you're looking at somebody, you're looking at Javonte Cook. And if the thing you're weighing there is, like, do you think Cook is going to be better in the long term than bringing a guy in who could be a spot shooter for you? Because here's the thing about Hinson. He's 26. He's not 21.
Yeah.
He is what he is. But he is a dyed-in-the-wool shooter. He's a, like, 40% shooter on volume in college. I think he's shooting 44% from three in the G League right now.
So if you get rid of Cook, he's gone.
Well,
to where you can keep anybody you can, else, like, stash it.
Anybody else can grab him. So
right.
People probably don't realize is that the G League is not a true minor league system. You only have three players that are under control. Those are your two-way guys. Those are the guys that can go back and forth.
Right.
Otherwise, let's say the Lakers. The Lakers could go take somebody off the G League roster that's not on a two-way and take them and put them into their system if they sign them to a regular deal. Now, they can't just take them off and put them on their G League team. They have to sign them to a two-way or a regular contract.
Could the NBA ever get to a baseball model? where it's like you can transition
a development
them.
Pipeline.
Well, and then in a sense where it's like, you know, Caleb had a nice game. We're going to keep him out there. And then he struggles. It's like, well, let's send him the remix to get him right. And we'll call up some other dude.
I'd like to see that happen. Yeah. Caleb be more developmental, but that also means more investment.
Yeah. I mean, how many people go to remix games? I've never watched a G League. I think I've seen like two G League games in my life.
Probably 800 to 1,000.
And
Childs.
Most of it is like accidental.
I've never watched a single G League yeah. game.
Hey, the remix games are now on KUNP as well.
Hey, that's rad. Because G League sometimes can be like watching Big Sky basketball.
Well, I mean, you're going to get games like 130. The pace is insane.
Yeah, because everybody's trying. I mean, that's a cool thing. Everybody's trying real hard.
And that's the thing is what you have to kind of balance out is like sometimes guys are out there for themselves and because they're trying to make it to the league. But like the Houston Rockets, that's where they did a lot of their development stuff as far as like things they were trying. That's where their insane 3-point revolution came from.
You're trying coaching tactics.
Yes, and the Blazers are doing the same thing. Last year, Sergey Oliva, the assistant general manager, was their head coach. Jonah Herskew, who is one of their assistant coaches, is now the full-time head coach. And what they are doing is it's an incubator for things that they try. Last year, one of the things they did, guess what? Pace. Really pushing
okay.
pace.
And then we see that payoff in fruition this year with a team who's clearly pushing pace.
There's different things you can try down there. Pace, spacing, styles of play. The G League is a place where you'll see rule trials. They had the 2-for-1, which means you go to the free throw line. Instead of taking two free throws, you take one for 2 points.
Mm, interesting.
Speeds up flow of the game. Right, keeps right, things right. going. Like those are places that it's a good place to try things. So that's one of the big things coming out. As it pertains to Hinson, could you make the argument that the Blazers should let go of Cook and bring Hinson up? Yeah. But do they think Cook is somebody who could be a guy in the long term? I don't, you know, the way that they've talked about him, his story is insane. He paid his own way in high school to go to private school. Great kid.
Well, they probably just don't know the answer, which is an answer in itself.
Which is why they're like, because with Hinson, again, he's 26.
You kind of know what
you got.
You know
what he is. So. And that's always the thing that you're kind of trying to weigh when you're talking about the G League and how you use things, how you use your two ways and like the priorities. Like Sissoko's a young guy who it's shown some stuff. Now, mm-hmm. is he like this dyed in the wool, like true rotation player?
If
in the
Blazers
NBA?
Win a title in 5 years, will it be because he's a starter? Probably not.
No, but that's
he's a good player.
That's where you find guys like Lou Dort and Alex Caruso, mm-hmm. like the number Colin Gillespie, who is just
right.
killing it for the Suns right now. There are a lot of G League success stories that have come out over the years. And guys just, you know, they find their place and they find their way. And it may not be with that team, but I like where things are going in that regard. And number one, number two, the Blazers actually having a G League team and using it in this manner, I think they're using it the right way.
I wish college football did more of this.
They do. It's called college football.
They just play football and see how it turns
That's
out.
That's the thing is like, you can't really like have a developmental league. They've tried it and it just doesn't really work.
I'm with you. I think the G League situation would be way more beneficial if it was like
a true minor league. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you could bring guys, send them back and forth because what you're saying, baseball does that too about like, trying ABS before they put it in major league.
The players
baseball.
Union would have some pretty hard sticking points because like the way that you do things now, there's so many non-guarantees and like a two way, you could just get out of a guy.
Right.
They're going to go, no. If you sign a guy to a two way, you have to give him the money
That's
for the year.
Contracts.
In some sort of fashion. Like, they're going to want that part of it. That way you can't manipulate service time or arbitration or any of those things that we see in baseball.
Right. Well, that's fascinating. I'd love to keep an eye on some remix stuff. And thank you for shedding that light on me because, look, I love basketball and I love college ball. As I've spoken many times on this show, I'm getting more and more back into the NBA as I was when I was a kid. So that's kind of fun. All right, let's have some fun, guys. Let's goof around. Free consultation is next. Get those questions in 503-864-6326 or over on the YouTube chat as well. We'll have some fun. Plus, I have one of my own. So we'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this is free consultation every single Tuesday at 12:15. Although this giant clock in front of me says 12:20. Whoopsies. Casey's giving me this look like, yeah, dude, I told you break three times.
Mm-hmm.
We'll blame Casey. I'm usually really good about the clock. We're just going to blame him today.
I like it.
This is free consultation. Anything going on in your life you need a little help with? Hey, we're your guys. Probably give you terrible advice, but at least it might be funny. I've told you before that if this doesn't work out, dude, I'm going to be a therapist.
There you go.
I've decided on it.
You want to be Dr. Harris, though. You just be Mr. Harris.
I want to be Mr. Patrick. No, Mr. P.A. for one of my middle initials. I had my great-grandfather was alive when I was a kid. And his name was Ernest George, and then his last name. Like, I don't want to dox my family here. And he went by Mr. E.G. Like, that's what I called him.
Mr. Egg?
Not Grandpa, not Pops, not Poppy, no, like, G-Papa, you know, like, nothing cool like that. It was Mr. E.G. Wild, wild time.
I would have gone Mr. Egg.
That guy once watched Ray Lewis do his dance leading into the Super Bowl in 2000 and asked me an extremely racist question. And I was like, 15 years old, I think. Mm-hmm. And I just wide-eyed looked at my dad, and he was like,
Don't touch that one.
He used to point with his middle finger. So he'd point like this.
One of those?
Yeah, he would drop like swear words, and he'd go, well, Patrick, what'd I tell you about swearing in my house?
Did he have like a huge ring on his finger too? I feel like there's like when you do the middle finger point, you also have you have sausages for fingers and you have a huge ring. I have that now because I have one of those tracking rings on.
Yeah, that ring is breathing for dear God.
Yeah, right. It's like it hasn't been off their hand in 47 years.
I don't know.
Only way you're getting it off is like with the jaws of life.
I don't know if he wore a ring. That's a great question. I have his wallet. His hand sewn wallet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Is it made from the hides of his enemies?
Probably. Dude was crazy.
Yeah, I mean.
Dude was so nuts. He was born in like 1903 or something like that.
So he avoided both world wars.
Yeah. No, I think he was born in 1913. That's what it is. Still okay, avoided both wars. Yeah.
Kind of crazy to think about, like, there's a couple pockets you could be born in.
And then he's too old for Korea and way too old for Vietnam.
Yeah.
For Nam, sorry, the War of Western Aggression.
Yeah.
Free consultation. This comes from our boy Rufio, the unofficial mod of the YouTube chat. I'm stuck between putting up traditional Christmas lights or spending the extra money to put up permanent LED lights that can act as regular dim under roofline lights. Well, I recently was in this situation. I am terrified of ladders, and my house has some spaces that I will never get to. So I was thinking about, I get all the flyers and the yard signs saying, you know, we put up Christmas lights.
Yeah, you still haven't decided? I thought you said you were going to pay.
And then I got a quote, and it was $2,000. $2,000.
Dog, what?
To put up and take down and their lights. So it's like, it's all inclusive. But $2,000? I have a Japanese maple in my front yard that's like maybe a touch taller than I am. I'm 5'6". Mm-hmm. And then there's a shrub that's slightly smaller than me. And they quoted just that with lights for $460.
What on earth?
Which led me to
for
talk.
A Japanese maple?
Yeah, dude. And that maple is gorgeous. And you better not screw it up because I will find you and murder
you. I'm going to pee on it.
Well, I pee on it all the time. It's good for the soil.
That's what it's for.
So then I found out the way to do it is you just find like a gutter cleaner and pay them under the table to do it for you.
Mm.
That's what I'm going to do next year.
There you go.
Now,
to be clear, I am not hanging lights this year because my house is about to be sold.
Yeah.
So I am treeless and I am lightless. Call me the Grinch if you want. I'm not putting all that up so that I can take it all back down because I'm moving it as soon as I'm able to actually move out of the house because I'm having surgery on Christmas Eve.
However, the concept of putting up permanent LED lights, I think I have some neighbors that have that. Dude, they look really sharp.
Yeah, because they're LEDs and they don't, like, if one goes bad, you just change it out.
And
LEDs don't like fade. That's the great thing about them.
And if you could like have a color changer aspect of it, that'd be pretty sweet.
You know what I've gotten really into?
Might be looking into that.
Tiff has the Google Home light control and she has all of the bulbs.
Oh, okay.
And so she has everything synced up. So at like 9:30, the house dims. At 10, like a bunch of lights turn off. And she's got LEDs above the cabinets that will like change. Like there's a Christmas themed one now. But everything is controlled and timed in her cell phone. You can change the color, the softness, the brightness. Like, look, Google's taking over our lives. But I was like, then I saw that they have those for Christmas lights. And it's the same kind of thing, these LED lights. So what Rufio's saying is like, you can put these lights up and guess what? Now you've got lights up for Halloween. Now you've got lights up for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
now you've
got
lights up for Christmas.
And you can't see
July.
Them. And you can't see them.
And they're under the eaves. And so just like, I saw somebody in my neighborhood did this for the 4th of July and they had red, white, and blue. Because
oh yeah.
Like the ones you can get that change colors. It's like an RGB, a red, green, blue. Like a lot of the streamers have them in their streaming setups. They have outdoor versions of those. Basically, you can just change it for whatever. Now, the dope ones are the fully animated ones. Have you seen the one that synced up the pizza delivery guy with the gun?
No. I mean, I've seen ones that are like synced up to songs and stuff like
no,
that.
No, this is like to some meme kind of deal. Like it's a pizza delivery guy saying, hey, you know, I'm running late with your pizza. Oh my God, he's got a gun. Mine's bigger. And like, it's a guy like,
what?
Oh yeah. I'll put it up for you in the break. It's an outline of a guy like in like a little red car with a Christmas hat. He like pulls out an AK and starts popping off. And he's like, don't worry. Pizza's still safe. I'll be there. But like, this is like playing out over loudspeakers, like on a garage door. It is the most insane thing I've ever seen. I'm like, this is some like tech bro or somebody who's, you know, millions
got
of dollars.
Stupid disposable income.
Yeah. Like again, the $2,000, like that's nothing to some of these people.
Oh, totally. I mean, I'd have to quit drinking for like a month to be able to afford that.
Week.
I know. You see, you think I drink way more than I do. He always gives me that look. He always looks just like that. Just like that. Also on the YouTube chats, how long should you wait to flirt with or fool around with a recently divorced neighbor? Amigo, if we're just fooling around, let that freak flag fly. What are you waiting on? It's the divorcee. It's the recent divorcee who's making the call, whether they're interested or not. You? Hey, you do whatever.
I did not.
Now, are you not single? Because that raises some flags. Yeah. That raises some flags. But if you are single, why the hell not, man? What do you care?
Are we talking papers signed or just out of the house?
I don't think it matters. It's up to them. If you're just getting your rocks off, I think you can do whatever you want. Now, did not
go down that path.
Now, if you're being serious, that's a different world you got to live in. But I think you want a little action. Yeah, baby, you do you.
Yeah, no, I had crippling despair. So no, did not go down that path.
Crippling despair.
Well, I mean, yeah, when you're like, this is gonna go real dark for here for a second. When you're thinking about grabbing a gun, yeah, no, it was not a fun time.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, look, I've been honest about it, man.
We're going to get out on that one. Oakley dokley. We come back. We'll give another segment here, a free consultation. Last call for anyone is 503-864-6326 or the YouTube chats. We got one here about PlayStation and Xbox. We got a lot to get to. Get yours in. But first, we'll toss it to Casey with sports. Doubling up here on free consultation as we do every single Tuesday at 12:15. I might be able to squeeze some in here if you get any at the last second, 503-864-6326. I got a personal question I got to ask you, Danny, that I might need a little help with. Casey, you can help me as well. You guys are of different walks of life in terms of your ages and what you've been exposed to. So I know you're going to roll your eyes and be upset because I'm going to ask you a soccer question. But it's more of a sports and your favorite team question. So as I was goofing off earlier, the biggest story in the world right now is this Mo Salah drama at Liverpool, who he has basically said he has been benched, and he has basically said that the team has thrown him under the bus and he did not travel in a Champions League game, blah, 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 and is basically excommunicado at the club right now. Now, the tough thing is that I love this player, okay? So let's take the names off of it. I love this player from one of my favorite teams, and a lot of us think he's the greatest player in club history. But a bunch of guys on the team currently and a bunch of, you know, ex-players say no one is bigger than this club. No one ever has been and no one ever will be. But for some reason, I find myself siding with the player. It feels wrong, but I don't understand what's happening. And it feels to me like it's a coach problem and not a player problem. But the team is trying to protect the coach and using the player as a scapegoat. What am I supposed to do here?
It helps to be liked.
It does help to be liked.
And that's usually the case, what ends up happening, whether somebody's disliked in the locker room or someone in a front office or in a coaching position is more liked than players. Your relation, like, everybody wants to pretend like it should just be about whatever you do, whether it's sports or life or whatever, but relationships matter.
Yeah, I mean, let's take Damian Lillard, for example. It's the closest I can think of in this conversation. But he handled that well. He never kind of said I was bigger than the club. Excuse me, I do not know what's wrong with my voice today. He never said he was, like, bigger than the team. It was just time.
Yeah.
And
look, I'll tell you, I've had very long conversations with him about it. He didn't want to go.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't, like, it was painful for him.
Well, I don't think this player wants to go either, but this player wants to play.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the roster they put out there right now, and it's like,
didn't even make the trip.
And it's like, why would I start, what's a good example? Like, why would I start Nick Castellanos when I have Kyle Schwarber?
Mm-hmm.
Castellanos used to be a good player. He's kind of washed these days. Used to be a good player, but Kyle Schwarber hit 50 bombs. And that's how it kind of feels. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm kind of like, what the hell do I do here? He's the greatest player in our team's history.
Well, then go to bat for him.
I think I'm going to bat for him.
Go out there and chip in some money to a GoFundMe or Venmo fund of fly a plane over the stadium with a message. Isn't that what they do over there?
I have no idea.
Go get your Sky message on.
Dude, if I can't afford someone to hang my lights, then I can't afford someone to,
chip in, not fly pay a banner. For it. Come on now.
Sounds like you're describing any time LeBron James has trouble with the team.
Mm.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of been LeBron.
Fit in or fit out.
Yeah, and when he fits out, he leaves. LeBron. That got me higgy. LeBron.
Getting higgy with it.
That one caught me off guard. That was good. Nice.
My little LeBron James R&B.
There you go.
Where's that song come from?
I'll send it to you.
Oh, did you make that song?
No, it's a song from TikTok.
Mm.
Oh. Well, of course I don't know
do you,
that.
Do you know what TikTok is?
I do. It goes...
Yeah. The old Tiki Talk? Do you
is that the crocodile in Peter Pan?
Yeah, there you go. Do you have TikTok on your phone?
I do not.
Yeah, I figured.
I do not. Mm. My wife used to have it, but she gave it up because our daughter wants it.
Mm.
And mom goes, no, you can't. There's too much inappropriate stuff on there. And the 13-year-old, bless her heart, hits back with, well, then why do you have it?
That's what you said, because I said so.
Boom roasted. Mm. Shut up and go to your room. Don't come out. This came into my head too from this conversation we were having earlier.
Xbox, something.
Xbox, yeah. Mm. So I've been, I mean, I'm a Nintendo kid, but their controllers change all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I grab a PlayStation controller,
oh, you have to file for carpal tunnel.
Oh, dude, I don't understand
it's the
it
worst
at all.
Controller of any of the systems. It's
then why do
close.
People love PlayStation so much?
Because it's
the
tribal.
Games?
It's just tribal. That's all it is. It's tribal. Look, I still remember the day me and my buddy Brad went out. He grabbed an Xbox and we played Halo because the first Halo came with the launch of Xbox. And we played like, I want to say like 16 hours straight, beat the campaign on Legendary.
Wow.
And the OG Xbox controller, one of the things that Xbox did was they took the ergonomics because PlayStation had already been out, and PlayStation controller, the first one, I mean, the way it contorted your hands, like you just get done and your hands are just curled up. You're like, what the hell is this?
And why their thumbs are on fire
because it's inside.
The joysticks are inside and they're massive.
And
buttons.
They finally changed that a little bit with the DualShocks when they finally came around with those, but they're still, Xbox spent an egregious amount of money getting the ergonomics of a controller. Now, the first Xbox controller was too big, but the new Xbox controllers, no controller fits in your hand better of any gaming system than Xbox because they spend an ungodly amount of money to get it done right.
On the YouTube chat, GameCube controller is the perfect controller. I love the GameCube controller.
Still play it.
The Switch, when you have like the new ones, like you can get like the adapters.
I don't
it.
Mind the Switch.
It's not bad because it's a little further apart. The OG one was too much.
The
like,
joysticks
eh.
are a little thin for me. I like a little girth.
I do too. It's what matters. But I was an Xbox guy, but I have had both systems continually.
PlayStation controllers are so perfect that they haven't had to change it ever.
Yeah. Okay. that's the guy looking at you like he has, you know. What is that? When you get the hands curled, palsy? No. Yeah, cerebral palsy.
When you get
the hand curl. Yeah, that's what. Just you confuse them with guys that have played PlayStation for 20 years.
Xbox hasn't had Game of the Year nominees since 2010. They don't make any games that you can't get other places, and the other systems actually make good games.
I mean, there's no independent game makers really anymore.
No.
Microsoft did away with that basically with that merger.
Nintendo.
Well, yeah, but again. If you're talking about like single player games and stuff like that, yeah, that's not what where Xbox shines. They're a multiplayer franchise. It's what
and
they've
how
always
many
been.
More Mario games can you really make?
Yeah,
I don't know, dude. I own them all.
But Kingdom Hearts, bro. And it's like, all right,
I own every Mario game.
Yeah,
as do I.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna stop playing them.
No, me neither.
No, again, I'm not besmirching them at all. But like, when you're talking about like the Game of the Year games that come out now, like Elden Ring, they're on every system. Like, it just is what it is.
Yeah, my favorite game is Red Dead 2.
On every system.
Yeah, I don't play that many video games, so this conversation is fascinating to me. I was not allowed to have video games as a kid.
I played them a ton when I was younger, and then I stopped, and then Xbox came out, and then I kind of stopped, and then I got hurt, and I got an Xbox playing bingo.
I have a Switch 1 and an Xbox at home.
There you go.
On the Switch 1, I bought, let's see, I have two regular, two Super, and 164,
mm-hmm.
the Bluetooth controllers. For the Switch
mm-hmm.
to play old games.
Oh, there you go.
And I'll tell you what, the N64 one mm-hmm. feels exactly the same. Like, the material of the plastic feels exactly
oh,
the
really?
Same. Oh, really? Yeah. It was very... I opened it up and first put it in my hand, and it was just...
Have you picked up like a...
Like, sense memory explosion.
Have you picked up like an NES controller?
I have NES paddles just like that. Same thing.
That thing feels so weird in your hand now.
Well, it's super light. And
that's dropped.
You could snap it in half, it feels like. Mm-hmm. Dude, because like Xbox and PlayStation controllers now are pretty girthy. You know, they're like heavily made.
Mm-hmm.
Meant to...
meant to be really jerked on?
Yes, yes.
Treading the line, fellas.
And those early Nintendo ones, they just feel so... I mean...
Look, I mean, Zach just hit it on the YouTube. GoldenEye.
Well, it's the greatest video game of all time.
And yes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take Odd Job. Suck it.
I think I was always a 006 guy.
Yeah.
Or Jaws.
Odd Job and Golden Guns. We would get so competitive. We had my buddy's house. He had a big screen TV. We took cardboard and split it down the middle, and you had to sit on other sides of the room so you couldn't screen watch.
Totally.
Because it got very like you could see somebody like leaning over to try to see it, like hey no back over there.
You ever do proximity mines only?
Oh, you kidding me?
Oh, dude,
sticks and stones,
dude. Talk about something that would just
turn drive into a fight.
Me. Oh my God. You just turn a corner and boom, you explode.
Yeah. It's a great, I mean, those are great times. Those are some of the best times I had in high school was we would play GoldenEye and then everybody would sit down, Comedy Central, Chappelle Show.
Oh yeah. We had Planet Earth. Planet Earth.
Yeah.
All right, we come back. Closing arguments is next, and then we'll send you on your way. This is 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Should you need their services, Steve Leskin, great dude. He'll help you out. Just visit them again at leskinlaw.com for more information. Closing arguments, we'll kind of clean up some business here. Kyle Schwarber back to the Phillies on a $150 million deal, 5 years.
Good deal.
I like that. I like Schwarber in a Philly jersey, especially when he wears the powder blues.
It just fits.
Sugar Diaz is now in L.A. for the Dodgers.
They got that closer problem solved, don't they?
Yeah, and this might hit real nicely in New York. This is going to hit harder in L.A. That place, lights splashing.
I got the goosebumps.
Game 6 of the World Series, the Dodger Stadium, boom.
He went from one of my least favorite teams to now my least favorite team, and I still kind of love it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's funny. I've never really been a big Sugar Diaz guy. Very good player, obviously. I've just seen him. He's like Emmanuel Clase without gambling on himself. Because, there are times I'm like, bro, you just put two people on base for no reason. And then he gets out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's great. But he's always kind of driven me a little
bonkers. He likes to do a little bit of flair.
Let's see. What else? If you missed under a rock, Philip Rivers signing with the Colts on practice squad. We'll see if he actually makes the roster. Because that will be fun if he does.
Mm.
Leo Messi won the MLS MVP for the second straight year. They finally won a cup. All his stacked bros from Europe.
Yeah, if it turns out if you import the best players from La Liga in their washed fades.
Dude, that's going to hurt that league so bad.
How so?
Because it feels
they're
so...
They're coming over younger and younger.
I understand that, but it feels very much like Luka plays for the Lakers and Giannis plays for the Knicks and Ant Edwards plays for the Heat. And we've done everything in our power to make sure... You know, all the superstars only play on certain teams.
Well, yeah, and that's obnoxious. It's really only Miami, LA.
Yeah. And New like York. New York hasn't been good in forever. Yeah. And so it's just, you know, Thomas Mueller went to Vancouver. That's mm-hmm. pretty cool. But like, would the NBA be fun if it was Giannis and Ant and Jalen Brunson on the Knicks?
Yeah.
And it was SGA.
Instead of the Milwaukee Bucks winning a title, or Oklahoma City Thunder winning a title.
Yeah,
or
and it's Pacers SGA and Wemby and Halley on the Heat.
Yeah.
Like, that wouldn't be as fun.
No.
You know, like.
Small, and the Spurs dynasty, what kind of made it special was that it was in San Antonio.
Totally, totally. And you see, you know, baseball's this kind of way, too. We don't need the Yankees and Dodgers winning every year.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they put together teams that are really fun. You know, I grew up hating them, but those 90s Yankees teams were loaded with Hall of Famers.
I mean, these Dodgers teams are nuts.
And they're fun super likable. Yeah.
You can't forget the big three in Miami.
Yeah. Like,
that was some of the most electric basketball.
Dude, LeBron James in Miami is the greatest basketball player I ever saw in my entire life. I'm not saying he is the greatest mm-hmm. player of all time. I'm saying those 4 years are the four most amazing basketball player I've ever seen mm-hmm. in my life. And that's cool. But you just can't stack it that way. It's just not fun. Look at the NFL, dude. That's what makes the NFL so great.
Every year is different.
You can be in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and blow out the Giants, mm-hmm. you know, in New York. And that's great.
And it doesn't matter because it's about the brand, not the city or the player.
Totally. The Giants have a better history than the Jets, but they both suck right now in mm-hmm. New York. The Rams are pulling it together now, yeah. but the Chargers moved to L.A., and nothing about the Chargers moving to L.A. made them good.
Look, man.
What made them good was good drafting, getting a quarterback, and getting a coach.
When I grew up in L.A., you know, the Rams were there, and we called them the Lambs. But they weren't good. They sucked. And now, they went to St. Louis, did pretty damn well.
Did well. Greatest show on turf.
And came back, and that city, boy, do they hate the Rams.
St. Louis?
Oh, boy, do they hate the Rams.
They're mad at them.
Oh, boy, do they hate.
And you got Matt
and
Stafford.
The
and you got Matt Stafford, who's playing at an MVP level this year. That's fantastic. Mm. Yeah. Well, I don't know. It just kind of makes me sad. Maybe I'm just jealous that I wish the team here in town could get somebody cool like that.
Yeah, be great.
Need better management, though. Yeah, you heard it. I said it.
Yeah, that's the thing that gets it done.
Rumors that the Notre Dame Fighting Irish will make Marcus Freeman one of the highest paid coaches in college football.
Mm.
I love him.
You weren't here when we talked about it, Case.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say the hypothetical. They fire Tomlin. Marcus Freeman, Steelers?
If you fire Tomlin, there was only one guy, and his name is Vrabel. He already has a team. He already has a coaching team.
Oh, really? Because I flirt out the name Marcus Freeman all the time for the Steelers. I think it would be an insane home run hire.
I think it would probably be a solid hire, not while Tomlin's alive.
Mm.
While that man lives and breathes, I'll keep watching you beat Baltimore at least once a year.
Wow. Dude.
See?
Kid's spicy.
I like it.
The kid is spicy.
Just means more.
It does just mean more. You know, I was having issues talking about trying to find an NFL fandom.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about this a little off air when we were talking about Herbert and the Chargers last night. I can't help but want Herbert and the Chargers to be good because I was a fan of that team for like 15 years. And even though now I don't root for them. I don't wear any of their swag.
You try to go Packer, but you just can't do it.
I don't think I could go anybody because I sit there and like we talked earlier about Justin Herbert. Like, I love Herbie. I think he's a really, really good quarterback. I think he had a really, really rough night last night.
But you also probably love him a little bit more because of the jerseys wearing.
I think you're right.
You don't have any swag in you. You can't quit him.
No, I don't.
Mm.
Mm-mm. And I, you know, it's obviously not a duck thing. I just like Herbie.
No,
and
there's a little bit of duck thing.
No, stop it.
Yeah.
And so I can sit there and say, yeah, I don't think he played very well last night, and that team is really hurt, and then I find myself finding excuses mm-hmm. and excuses. Laura Rutledge, don't touch his hand.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, is that your quarterback?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Fandom is a weird thing. It's a weird thing. All right, that's going to do it for us. Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com. For more information, Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war. Coming up on tomorrow's program, Tyson Alger will join us. Put a bow on the Oregon regular season. Look ahead to James Madison. We'll talk some more Blazers and some more NFL plus Army Navy.
And we are out the dough.
And then we are out the dough. For Danny Meringue, that's Casey Smith. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something. I would do.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.